Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And now, it's time for Ben and Skins Weekly Update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
I've got a huge, huge story for you guys.
All right.
I mean, a big, long, huge story.
Yep. Nice.
From Men's Health, 15 foods that help improve your down under.
What, like Australia?
No.
That improve your, in what way?
Your danger noodle.
Improve in what way?
Danger noodle?
Like, help it out. So they started out, they talked to this urologist in Orlando.
What does he know?
Dr. Brombrat.
Fake name.
Nah. And it says, look, if you're eating junk food all the time, you can have it in moderation. If you're eating junk food all the time, you're going to muddy up the waters down there with fat and cholesterol.
Which is crazy because you'd think if you wanted to enhance your junk food makes sense.
That's why I did it.
Food for the junk.
So your blood vessels down there get clogged up with fat and cholesterol. Mm-hmm. So they've got some extra 15 foods on this list that you just take. Make sure you're dabbling in these foods to help keep your lover satisfied.
Like you dabbled with being a ventriloquist.
Absolutely.
Here in college.
And so let me understand.
Once
this.
I realized that I couldn't move my mouth as fast as the puppet was, I said it was a bad idea. But
that's when I gave up.
I fell
up
into
you.
Radio.
By the way, is it ventriloquy?
Ventriloquism.
Oh, there you go.
I think I noticed that same thing about the way you moved your mouth, and I gave up on you too, KT. But let me make sure I understand this.
Uh-huh.
This is to give you
direction.
Sexual potency?
Yeah, direction.
Okay.
It gives you direction. So
I don't think you have mastery.
First food is
content.
Coffee. It says your morning coffee could improve your life between the sheets.
Really?
It says those who downed 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day got more caffeine in their body, and caffeine basically helps kill off ED. There, I said it.
Well, I tell you what it does kill off. It kills off whatever's happening on the other end of the spectrum. I mean, you get that morning coffee and you're flying to the can.
Yeah. And sure. Are you talking about guys that drink 2 to 3 pots of coffee?
Cups.
Oh, okay.
A
cups.
Day.
Oh, then we don't qualify.
They did a study at the University of Texas, 3,700 men. And those that had 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day were fine. But the guys who were skipping their coffee, those guys were reporting erectile dysfunction.
That's some Ed going.
Yeah. Ed.
What about 2 to 3 cups of coffee an hour?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We're 2 to 3 pots of coffee, KT.
I don't think it's going to work in the reverse direction, like where the more you drink, the better off you are.
Okay. You'll find out.
I don't think it's anything like that. Next on the list of foods that could help out your lover. Salmon, egg yolks, and fortified milk.
Did you say yolks?
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Wait, hold on. You eat all that together?
Because all of these foods have vitamin D.
Hold on. Yeah. You're going to let him say yolks?
I gave up on that.
He said
you guys
yolks.
Have worked with me for 6 years. If you're questioning how I pronounce things,
egg
look,
yolks.
I told you guys, I'm from the country. It's how it's going to be.
He gets 3 out of every 20 words pronounced properly.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
It was that big of a deal. I've been yanked off the air like in 2014.
Right. So I don't understand, though. You put you merge all this together into a crock pot, or what is this?
No, just things to keep in mind.
So half-assed. This is just like my birthday remixes.
It's very Friday at 5:40.
Yeah, this is a flyover.
It's very holiday weekend Friday at 5:40.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you're doing great work.
Me
Thank
too.
You. I appreciate it.
I was
it.
Talking to Skin.
Thanks, Ben.
So what you need is that vitamin D, because if you don't have that vitamin D, your blood vessels can't relax. And that's going to hinder the blood flow down there.
I feel like
that's according to Larry Lupschultz.
Dr. Love Schultz? It's not a real doctor.
I love all these fake doctor names. Hey, guys, you're also going to need some nuts. Pistachios, almonds, and walnuts.
Yep, I knew that.
Did you?
Cut cashews, too, homie.
From the windows to the wall.
Oh, it says stay away from cashews. That's what the article says. It says 17 men with Ed ate 100 grams of pistachios for 3 weeks. They all reported a significant improvement in their function.
That's all they had?
And their EF. And the ability to satisfy their lover. Because they were eating pistachios, which they've now put in our vending machines at work.
Is that why?
I think so.
Is that why Floor 5 is such a freak show?
So keep those nuts in mind, guys.
Yeah. Ben?
Other foods. Oh, we now go to the fruit variety, guys. Mm. You guys want to take a guess? What fruit is the one fruit?
Bananas.
It's not bananas.
Yeah, it is.
It depends on how you eat them, too.
That's if you're having leg cramps and stuff. That's for potassium. Blueberries and oranges.
Oh, I thought you were going to say peach.
It says only 13% of Americans eat enough fruit. So, guys, you need to be eating more fruit.
Who are those?
But eating enough of the right ones can work wonders to improve your sexual health.
All right.
They did a study of 25,000 men at Harvard. So very smart guys. They weren't just...
No, I don't think it's guys dudes that all went to Harvard. I think Harvard did a study of 25,000.
Yeah, I think it's 25,000 Harvard guys.
Yeah, hold on. I need to know that, too. You're saying that they just did a study out on the campus?
Excuse me. Can I talk to you about this study that I'm doing? Excuse me.
And all these people from Harvard are like, yeah, man, I got nothing going on. But time, I was going to go play Fortnite.
You're in the math club. How's your English?
These guys that said that they ate rich foods like blueberries, strawberries, apples, and citrus fruits a few times a week reduced their ED by 9 to 11%. So 10%.
So wait. So of the 10 days they got ED, they got 1 day back?
Yeah, I got 1 day back.
Okay. Just trying to understand this one there.
If it's Saturday night, that's worth it.
Yeah, right?
I mean, I'm mailing it in Sunday through Friday as it is.
Yep.
Give me an orange. Other foods that can improve your good times. Peppers.
Shishito.
Peaches. And spinach. Never a big spinach fan.
Dude, you see how the way it makes Popeye go ham?
You're listing all the foods.
No.
Really. You notice that? These vegetables, these fruits, so these meats.
Everything but chocolate cake, which I'm sitting here staring at. I had 2/3 of this
piece. Yeah, chocolate cake was good. Chocolate is good.
Torture.
So in this study, they took 75 men, right? Now, all of these guys were heavy smokers, which is kind of interesting.
What? Wait, what?
It says heavy smokers with poor DNA quality.
What?
So me.
That eat a bunch of junk food.
They cut them up into three groups. One group took this much vitamin C. One group took another amount of vitamin C. Another group took another amount of vitamin C. After 4 weeks, they saw that the guys who had less, like not too much vitamin C, were seeing an increase in quality.
Well, they're hooking up with better chicks?
No.
Oh.
But the guys who had more... Never mind.
I like the idea.
Just never mind.
I like the idea of the quality of food you're eating corresponding to the caliber of gal you're meeting out there.
I go to local yokel just because I'm looking for a higher end hookup.
All right, guys, I'll give you two options here. Leonis Martin or Profar. No, two options. Would you like Gil Brandt's top seniors in the 2020 draft or snakes that are on the move for a wet spring?
Snakes. Yeah.
So, in the DFW, there have been 17 snake bites in April, 12 reported snake bites in the month of May so far. Basically, it's kind of above average this year than it has been in the past. 42 for the whole year. So
42 whole snakes?
But because of a heavy April and a heavy May, snakes are on the move, obviously, this time of year. We know that. But
moving day.
But they've been more active in terms of their how vicious they've been because of all their bites.
This is the stupidest news reporting I've ever heard in my life. What are you saying?
What if
you're reporting snakes are more vicious this year?
Because there's been more bites.
Because of the rain.
So when there's less bites, they're more vicious? No.
I think that just means there's more opportunities to get bit. What do you mean vicious?
They're angry.
They're biting more.
They're angry. They're probably
It's clear.
They're getting flooded out of their snake homes, and they're angry about it, and now there's more interaction, so they're biting people.
You know, the rain is interesting because we do need the rain. Like, you start to look at the drought areas in North Texas. It's alarming.
Well, you seamlessly go right into weather, man.
Well, hold on.
Well, no, what I'm saying is...
I thought we were over-rained.
I did, too.
Over-rained?
I thought we were flooded.
I think you're thinking of a couple years ago.
No, I think... Oh, no, wait till July.
No, you wait till July.
Wait till July.
I think we're in great shape right now with the rain.
We're not.
You wait.
We're not over-rained.
If Broganoff is... I doubt Broganoff is working.
Now, from a quality of life...
All of Intercom took off at 11:30 today, but if Broganoff is out there, please call in and correct KT.
Hey, no, Skin is right. We're over-rained. We've had more rainfall this year than we've had in the last
I've been able to
years.
Play golf three times since Thanksgiving.
You're talking about yourself, though. You're not talking about the ecosystem.
No, I'm telling you, the ecosystem
the
is ruining my golf game.
You relate it to yourself. You got to relate it to everyone.
Okay, everyone is not playing golf because it's been raining the whole time. I'm telling you,
dude. We're not doing a segment for golfers. We're doing a segment for the ecosystem. First of all, the drought could be an issue because that could lead to wildfires, which has been a problem in the North Texas
not
before.
Not here.
Are you reporting from California?
Everything is soggy here, dude.
No, dude, I'm telling
drenched,
you guys.
Waterlogged here.
I'm telling you, they need more rain.
Gator.
Where?
Gator, how are we doing on rain this year? How's the pond behind the house? It's overflowing, Kevin.
And Rockwall lives by a lake.
Their pond is overflowing.
You can't just take everything and just break it down into my life. You have to look at the whole world. Look at the ecosystem.
You were saying
look
in
at
Texas,
the Metroplex.
You said in the Metroplex we're overrained.
And my whole point.
No, he said we're having a drought.
No, my whole point was
we're
going to have
under-rained.
A very nasty snake and mosquito season because of all the rain we've gotten.
Ooh.
That's not my
like
whole
that.
Point.
But that's your whole point? That's a scary point.
Yeah.
How does that relate to the drought you reported a second ago?
No, I said that we're going to have drought issues in July in 2 months. My whole point is that the rain's been great for now. And it's
is that the point you heard? Will, did you hear that point?
Don't ask the engineer.
I don't think so.
You don't ask the engineer the question.
I'll ask whoever
like
I want
to
ask,
I'd like
Kevin.
To answer it. I think that you're pushing this drought agenda.
Yeah.
I want to know why. Who's gotten to you. Why are you pushing this drought
agenda?
Oh,
I see where
this is going. Have you guys seen your lawn burnt up?
Don't hug him, Gator.
The lawn is overly plush.
Now.
Huh?
It's plush now.
Oh, you're saying wait until July and it's going
to
all
die? It's May. It's supposed to. The rain's been great. Wait till July.
So you're making a prediction.
No, I'm not
making
a prediction.
You're predicting a drought.
I'm giving you the history of Texas. Is what it is.
Man, you talk about it.
You're going to be dying for a little bit of rain, and this affects the farmers.
Respect.
This is going to affect your lawns, which you may not care about. It's going to affect all that stuff because you're not going to get enough rain in July. We're ahead of it. The whole point of it was the snakes are out. It's been raining a lot, but it's about to get real hot, and the snakes are going to be on the move, which we're going to have an increase of snakes. We're going to have an increase in skeeters.
Snakemageddon.
So you're saying the snakes are predicting the drought.
And they're biting more this year.
Are we all going to die?
Never mind.
This vicious drought.
God, we were having a good segment.
I don't know.
We were doing good things. We were helping out people, but they're... Their love situations and
so do you
turn into not understanding what the climate is around here out of nowhere.
So no,
it's amazing to me.
So no joke.
You guys think because we've got all this rain in May that in July we're going to be pumping our fist and all the lakes are going to be up? Are you kidding me?
Coming up,
you've lived
next.
Here your whole life.
Can the Mavs get a big three?
Would you just move here from out of town?
Right here on 105.3 The Fan.